The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I'd like to talk a little bit about concentration. Concentration is a state of mind. I think that another translation perhaps for concentration might be unification of mind. The mind kind of gathers and collects together towards one purpose. And concentration, I think, is one of the aspects of what happens to us in meditation that people sometimes associate with meditation. You know, the states of mind that come as the mind unifies, settles, gathers, collects, it can produce some very beautiful states of mind, some really lovely experiences. And so I'd like to talk a little bit about this aspect of mind, and in particular, I'd like to describe two different perspectives on concentration. The first perspective is, I think, the one that many people are more familiar with, and that is a concentration that comes from focus, from directing the attention, from choosing something to pay attention to. We experience this in our daily lives. When I was a kid, I used to get really concentrated while reading a book, and I would get so concentrated that when my dad came to tell me dinner was ready, I wouldn't hear him, and he would actually have to come up and touch me in order for me to hear him. So that's a form of concentration, you know, that kind of we get absorbed into something. In our meditation, this kind of concentration generally comes as we choose one experience to pay attention to. We choose, for instance, the breath. And the practice around this kind of concentration is basically, when anything comes up that is not that chosen experience, we let it go and come back to our chosen experience. So our meditation becomes this kind of dichotomy. It's either breath, not breath. When it's not breath, we come back and reconnect with the breath over and over and over again. So this kind of concentration is perhaps the easiest one, for many people at least, is the easiest one to have access to at the beginning of practice. It's at least easy to describe. It's, if not easy to do, it's easy to see when the mind is not on the breath and on the breath or whatever other object you've picked. So it's a practice that's fairly easy to describe and to play with, if not to be successful, quote, successful at. When the mind is able to start to stay with that chosen experience, when the mind is able, with the breath, for example, able to be with breath after breath after breath, just knowing this stream of breathing, some beautiful states of mind begin to arise. There's something about the mind gathering in this way, that this mind-body system really likes. It feels really good to do this. The mind gets really calm. It can start to feel really pleasant. And part of this pleasant aspect has to do with the fact that the usual reactivity in our minds, the usual ways that we, you know, go out and argue with people in our minds or get confused or frustrated or wanting things to happen, largely that starts to fall away. And that sometimes a description of concentration, when it has become stable in the mind, is that the hindrances, the difficulties of mind, the hindrances being sense desire, ill will, restlessness, sleepiness, dullness, and doubt, those hindrances stop arising. When hindrances stop arising, it feels really good. You know, it's a nice thing when the mind is not batted around in that way. So this practice of coming back to one thing begins to settle the mind to this place of seclusion. Sometimes it's called the bliss of seclusion, this kind of concentration. It feels really good. And we can sometimes have we associate sometimes meditation with those states. And it's great. I mean, I have to say, I've done some long concentration retreats, and, you know, sometimes it feels like with this kind of practice, it feels a way my mind kind of described it to myself was it feels like every cell in the body is pointed in the same direction. And it just had this beautiful sense of unification and peace. So we can sometimes, having touched into that kind of concentration, think that that's what the meditation is about. Think that that is the goal of the meditation. And it is one form of meditation. It is it supports the mind to do that kind of meditation, but that kind of concentration isn't an end in and of itself. Essentially, that kind of concentration is a springboard for beginning to actually look at the impermanent, unreliable, and ephemeral nature of our experience. So that kind of concentration, staying with one object, begins to feel really still at times. So we're not seeing change. We're not seeing impermanence so much. So one of the explorations when we've created that container of concentration is to turn to changing experience, begin to open up to changing experience. This takes us to the terrain of insight. So this style of concentration becomes a doorway to insight and understanding through turning that concentrated mind to notice change. So that's one form of concentration, one way in to the practice of insight. Another form of concentration is called, in the commentaries primarily, it's called moment-to-moment concentration or momentary concentration. And this kind of concentration basically is developed through a continuity of mindfulness, but not necessarily on one object, on one experience. The concentration of momentary concentration is developed by simply recognizing moment after moment there's awareness and what we are aware of. So this is a very dynamic kind of concentration. It doesn't generally, it may not have that place of feeling really still. Some of the same qualities of ease, of peace come in, but it's not because there's nothing happening. In the stillness of one-pointed concentration of being with one experience, very much the ease and peace often comes because not much else is happening. In this moment-to-moment concentration, the ease and peace comes while there is a lot of stuff happening. Essentially, my understanding of it is, at least in my own experience, what I see is that with that steady recognizing, just moment after moment, aware of pressure, aware of hearing, aware of dryness, aware of restlessness, aware of movement, aware of sound, aware of tension, just moment after moment, noticing what's the most obvious thing in experience. Because the mind is just right there noticing moment after moment, there's not much room for reactivity. There's not much room for the mind to get caught in any one of those things and start spinning out about it, thinking about it or getting confused about it or wanting it to go away or wanting it to keep happening. So this form of concentration, ease and peace comes through the cultivation of equanimity, the non-reactive meeting of our experience, no matter what is happening. Both forms of concentration, essentially, the definition of both of them is the continuity of mindfulness. In one case, the continuity of mindfulness on a single object. So breath, not breath. We cultivate our attention on that one experience, and mindfulness becomes more continuous through being with that one experience. Likewise, in the moment-to-moment concentration, the continuity of mindfulness is the concentration. Moment after moment, mindfulness coming in and meeting experience, moment after moment. The experience of these two kinds of concentration can feel very different. You know, there's not one-pointed concentration on one object tends to be more quiet, not a lot happening. In the moment-to-moment concentration can feel very fluid. It's like you're just living in the stream of changing experience. So the part of the pointing here in describing these two forms of concentration is similar to what I was pointing to earlier with the discussion around being with and looking at, that there's no one right way that meditation feels. There are many different experiences that are heading us in the direction of stability of mind and non-reactivity. And so if we have an idea or an agenda that one way is the right way, we may be missing a whole different doorway, a whole different avenue into meeting our experience moment after moment. I think I'll stop there.